K1 and our community connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Last chance for a candidate to ask for your vote coming up in just a bit.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And, of course, tomorrow is the day that if you haven't already voted by absentee or early voting last week, tomorrow is the day that you mark your ballot. Before I speak to the candidate, I will say please go vote, regardless of how you mark that ballot. Please go vote. Talking with Kevin Stacey this morning, candidate for District 10 State House seat. Good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Did you get extra sleep over the weekend, or were you knocking doors?
No, not really. I didn't knock many doors. Saturday morning was our spring livestock show, swine and
yes.
sheep and goat nominations.
Yes.
So I'm on that committee over there. So I spent all morning helping that process. And then Friday, we have a Hall of Fame induction at Oklahoma Union twice a year, and we do that at the last football game and the last basketball game, and I still kind of help with that process along with the committee of five individuals that selects those, but gathering the bios and putting together a biography or sheet to read on all of them that night is still kind of my responsibility. So Friday I spent the biggest part of Friday putting that together and contacting those individuals, making sure they were coming, and we try to feed them before the ball game and those types of things. So my campaign has really wind down these last three or four days, just trying to be visible and make sure people have the opportunity to ask a question if they see me. Or, you know, I've been getting a few emails and text mm-hmm. messages here on the last three or four days about my position on some things, but it's over and I'm ready for it to be over.
I can certainly understand that, and I'll say based on my past experience, there is a certain percentage of the voting public that just over the last 3 days, I'll say, woke up and realized we got an election this week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure, but I feel like between myself and Judd, we've done a good job of expressing our vision to those people, and most of them probably have their mind made up, and mm-hmm. there'll be a few that hasn't met us or seen us on their doorstep and those types of things that still might be debating on which is the best candidate, but I think we've both done a good job.
Well, you mentioned before we went on the air that I'm rounding it off to around 5,100 doors that you've knocked on. I'll say if only half of those folks were home, you've talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, and that's one problem with knocking doors is you don't get to visit with everybody. I feel like every individual that I had the opportunity to talk to really were receptive to my vision, and I tried to be receptive and listen to their concerns. And coming out of that process, you know, a lot of what my vision is were a lot of their concerns. It just depends on the age demographic. The older demographic is concerned with health care and accessibility of health care. Those with children are concerned about education funding. I talked to a lot of individuals employed in the criminal justice system here in the police department at Bartlesville and Nowata, mm-hmm. and they're concerned with the number of people that we lock up. Those policemen are.
Sure.
And we had great discussions about ways to reduce cost of that and reduce the number of people we have locked up with those individuals, and got a lot of good ideas from them. So it's been a blast. I've had a goal. I had a goal of doing 5,000 doors when I started this. Personally, me knocking on 5,000 doors, and at the end of it, I'm a little over 5,100. So I feel like I've done all I can do. I've put in the sweat and the work and tried to make sure people knew who I was and what my values are, and hopefully they can support somebody like that.
Well, certainly, if going back to first glance, looked at a man that at the time was in the process of retiring from a career in education. I know you've done many other things, but that was your most recent career. And you talked about if you are successful, donating a share of the salary back to a VOED program somewhere in the district. And I think it would be a fair statement to anybody to look at you and said that you are coming into us as a friend of education.
Yeah, that's my passion. That's my background, and I know and have seen where we were and where we're at, and where we're at is not good for any school in the state of Oklahoma, and I know revenue was the issue with that and what caused us to get to where we're at as far as teacher shortages and lack of qualified teachers in classrooms, reducing the number of classes that we offer at those places, lack of counseling services, because you have to make decisions. The only way you get rid of a lot of revenue expenses at a school is people. Mm-hmm. And it's no different in business. The only way you reduce cost of business is getting rid of people. And when you do that, you hurt service. And those young people deserve better service than what we have been providing for the last 10 years. I don't have all the answers to how to get back to where we were. I don't. But I do know what we need to be doing. I have those ideas. I have a good core group of qualified, intelligent individuals that can help me through that process. And I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure our children in Oklahoma have the best chance at a quality education, for them to have the best chance for success in life and be productive citizens for Oklahoma. And hopefully they can stay in Oklahoma by providing jobs that have livable wages. Mm-hmm. Jobs that just provide a wage does not keep people in Oklahoma. They got to be able to support their family, live at a comfortable level, not at above their means level, but be able to pay their bills and have a little bit left over for entertainment and do those types of things. So, all I can promise is I will do my best at working for this district.
Well, and we've talked over the past several weeks that when we talk quality of life issues, and yes, we need recreational opportunities, we need entertainment opportunities, we need the reputation as a state that's got good hunting and fishing. We need the reputation that we are a business-friendly state, that where somebody can get a good job. But certainly a lot of that depends on, like you said, the reputation of our schools across the state, whether we're some 40 something or other or 50 something is the wrong place to be.
Yeah, and that's done by having business friendly policies. I'm not saying we have to dole out the money just consistently over and over and over to get businesses to come here, but if we have those types of things, we have business friendly policies, we have entertainment opportunities for their employees in this district, mm-hmm. and so they'll live in this district and not be community people that drive in bedroom communities from Tulsa or Bartlesville or even up in Kansas. But and that's a legislator's responsibility. He has to drive the discussion and have the vision to do those types of things.
Well, and you mentioned your discussion with the folks in law enforcement, and whether that's the court system or the people that take them to the court system. Many of those people that are locked up are locked up due to sentences that were written into laws 20, 30, 40 years ago that the prevailing thought at the time, I believe, was that a stiff sentence would be a deterrent to whatever it is we were writing that law about.
Yeah, that was some legislation or that was passed that if you're convicted of this certain crime, you've got to serve this amount of time, which sounds good and looks good on paper.
I'm gonna say it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but the consequence of that is you take out some common sense judgment from the judges to be able to rule on that case with circumstances that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you lock up a young man that's got a family.
Or a young woman, it doesn't matter.
Or one woman, especially single parent households. And, you know, they lose their income potential. A lot of times their children are put in services that cost Oklahoma. And then when they get out, it's hard for them to catch back up and get ahead. Mm-hmm. And that leads to bad decisions again. We need to be in a rehabilitation mode instead of a punishment mode on some of those nonviolent crimes.
And I'm sure you would say there are some of those mandatory sentences that, whatever the crime was, that instead of saying the sentence will be, and I'm pulling a number out of the air for no good reason, 25 years, that maybe that should be a flexibility of the judge, 5 to 25 or something other than setting it in law will be 25 years.
I agree 100%. You know, I think that's the only way we reduce the numbers of people we have locked up is we got to work within the system and let those people that have that knowledge make those decisions.
We're talking with Kevin Stacey. He is a candidate for the District 10 House seat. He's asking for your vote, and we will continue coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing our time with Kevin Stacey on this day before the election. And Kevin, last time you were in, we spent the majority of the time talking about those five questions. And I want to make sure that you have additional opportunity because there are at least one or two that I feel you feel fairly strongly about.
Yeah, State Question 801, which is the ad valorem question on the building fund. You know, I'm strongly against that. I just see the highly, highly possibility of that having a negative effect on rural schools that are state dependent on money, that have low ad valorem basis, that do not collect as high percentage of building funds as schools that are high ad valorem basis. So it will lead to the possibility of unequal opportunities of education for children in Oklahoma. Time will tell. You know, I don't know if that'll pass or not. My gut feeling is that urban Oklahoma will carry that vote, and it'll be extremely difficult for Oklahoma's rural area to carry the opposition to it. But we'll see. The savings account. You know, initially I was probably a strong no vote on that. The more research I've done on that, you know, if we're going to use the interest dividend off of that, and we can guarantee that it won't put a strain on the appropriations that we have to appropriate each year, you know, I could be in support of that. Initially, I was pretty against it,
mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't know what my vote will be on it yet. I can tell you I'm on the fence. I can tell you this. Most state questions, I'm a no vote. Most of them, because, you know, I feel like the legislators have let us down. You know, that's their job to do those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think we've got into the mentality on those tough decisions. And they may be tough because they're tough politically, not that, you know, we may agree with them, but we may not want to vote for it because we're worried about how it's going to affect our reelection.
And I think there are some state questions that it's fairly obvious that the legislators current, past, it doesn't matter, have said, this one is such a touchy substance that we just should let the voters decide.
Yeah. You know. And medical marijuana is a perfect example of that. You know, I feel like that our elected officials should have had that taken care of 2 or 3 years ago. They had every opportunity to take care of that in a form that was good for Oklahoma. And maybe not as a liberal question that was actually presented and passed. Now, the people in Oklahoma spoke. They've passed it. Now we have to implement it.
Well, and as you have said on one of the other questions we haven't talked about yet, when you put a question to the voters, everybody is stuck with the wording on that question as opposed to being able to put it through legislative debate.
Yeah. The perfect example of the wording is the optometry bill.
Yeah.
You know, that's a constitutional change. I don't know, you know, I firmly believe, I don't think we need optometry written into our Constitution. You know, so that's really the reason I'm a no vote for that, is I don't want that to be put in a Constitution where we have no flexibility in how we do those things.
Yep. Budget issues certainly depend, set the agenda for the state. How much money are we going to spend on roads? How much money are we going to spend on prisons? How much money is in there to additionally put into schools? So budget issues have got to be important to you.
Yeah, and the word is that we're going to have a record amount of revenue to appropriate, and I hope that's the case. You know, I seen in September it was below expectations, not a lot, but slightly. So I hope that's not a trend, but it could be. With the amount of money that supposedly be available, it'll make decisions easier for those elected officials. Now, I do have concerns about the education appropriations. You know, the revenue package that was passed last year basically was earmarked for education 1 year. That's going to go to other agencies in Oklahoma. So how are we going to replace that and increase it? You know, really that revenue package only helped the teacher shortage problem in the long run. By raising those salaries, hopefully we'll have more young people get into that field. Hopefully we'll have teachers stay that are leaving the state. And that'll take time. It won't happen overnight. You don't get an education degree in a year. It takes 4 years, some of them 5 years to do that.
Very few people in any major, I think, make it through in 4 years anymore.
So, but that package did not help superintendents of schools and those decision makers replace the lost programs, replace technology that's been put on hold because of the revenue problem. So we have to continue to fight and increase that appropriations for education to replace those things that we have not did a good job of keeping track of and doing what we needed to be doing.
Kevin, again, it's basically election day tomorrow. If people still have a question, if they, you know, they weren't home when you knocked on the door, you left some items, I'm sure, on their doorknob, but if they still would like to say, I need to talk to him, how do we get a hold of him?
Yep. If I left a card on your door, my cell phone is on that door. My cell number is 918-273-8087. Feel free to call me. My email address is kstacy, 74027, at gmail.com. Shoot me an email. Shoot me a text if you'd just rather do that instead of talk. Get on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook. Shoot me a message there. You know, I'll be glad to answer your questions. You know, I when I started this process, I just said I'm going to tell the truth. You may not like my answer, and that's fine. We can have discussions about those things that we differ on, and I think that's a big issue. And today is we're not discussing our differences. If a lot of people today, if they don't agree with you, there's no discussion. They're just mad and upset and do too much mean talking on social media. But we can have discussions, and you might change my mind, and I might change your mind, and that's what's good about this country.
Kevin, thank you so much for your time and your candidacy. Thank you very much. It is Election Day tomorrow. The polls will be open 7 until 7. Please go vote. Mark your all of the state questions. Mark all of the candidates that are out there. And when it comes to those judgeships, do a little bit of homework on those judges, too. Kevin, Stacy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow, one way or the other.
Yep. Either way, that'd be great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Candidate for the State House District 10 seat, Kevin Stacy, on AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1.
Have you looked for something only to discover you already had it in hand? The other day, someone asked, "Where are my shoes?" only to realize they already put them on. You might